Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We got two things scheduled for today. At 11:30, the big old tub of pretzels question of the day. At 12:30, another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? I might anticipate this Are You Gonna Eat That more than any we've ever done because of some of the food items.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, lots of vegetables and fake meats?
No. Lots of stuff that I think is really going to test the boundaries of what you and Kang would actually ingest. But we'll get to that at 12:30.
All right.
Feedback coming in. Look, we got a couple things out there. One is, how's the Lions Free crowd doing today? I bet you know someone who's Lions Free, who said they were Lions Free. Have they stuck with it? And I mean, by definition, Lions Free meant they weren't along for the ride last year. And they aren't anticipating this season, right? If you were Lions Free, that means you weren't paying attention, nor did you any longer care. So how is your Lions Free friends? How are your Lions Free friends handling all of this? And I've said this a bunch in the air because we got Lions Free calls for pretty much as long as we've been doing this show. I'm Lions Free, I'm Lions Free, I'm Lions Free, which I can't state enough. You have every right to be. Don't use it as some sort of badge that means you're better than us, which is what some people wanted to do. Use it as this I'm better than you statement. But especially if you've done that, you had to stick with it through all of this, right? You can't be looking forward to this season, and you could not have enjoyed last season if you were truly Lions Free and actually, quote, better than us. But I do want to hear from people, how's your Lions Free friend doing? Because I think we all knew one, if not several, Lions Free people, right?
I don't know any.
Well, I knew a lot because we take calls every day. I don't know them personally, but...
Well, I guess that's what I was looking at. I don't know anybody personally. Sure, we've done the show. We've heard people say it, and I don't believe it. I think people can be very upset with the way that things have been handled over the years, without question. They had every reason to be, right? Yep. I mean, we know. Matt Millen was horrible. Bob Quinn and company, Matt Patricia, that was a horrible couple years. Seeing the team just hand games away, whether it was by coaching decisions or whatnot, and failures to draft the right people. Yeah, there's total reason for people to be upset. I just never believe it ever got to the point where someone who is a legitimate Lions fan to begin with, all of a sudden says, no, I can't take it anymore, I'm done, and refuse to watch it at all, mm-hmm. pay any attention to it at all. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. You can be pissed and you can sit there and watch the games. And then, there comes a point in the season where you're like, yep, that's the point where I'm going to stop watching for the rest of the season.
Sure.
But I think you go into every year like, all right, prove me wrong. And you watch with your arms folded and you're upset by it. And next thing you know, they go from 3 wins to 9 wins to 12 wins with 2 playoff wins, get to the NFC Championship game. And how could you not be participating in that?
Feedback. I think it's a great reality check for the Detroit Lions defense. This is in regards to Malik Nabers absolutely torching him, apparently, the last couple days. I think it's a great reality check for the Detroit Lions defense, and this gives them an opportunity to buckle down and work harder before the games begin.
Well, it might be, but it is just practice. I think you might see a reality check. Those don't really come until you see actual game time, when the defensive line's able to get after the quarterback and not just whistle past him because they're not allowed to touch him. I think this is where you're going to see the big difference. I think the pass rush is going to be better. Another thing that reporters have said is that Aiden Hutchinson is unblockable right now, which is great. We've seen the talent there, but they need to develop somebody else on the other side, and getting pressure up the middle would help too. But all that helps the secondary. Daniel Jones going to be completing passes to Malik Nabers if he's not, if he's under duress?
Not as much.
So I think just take it all with a grain of salt. That's all.
Next text.
I think it could be true. A lot of things here can be true.
The next text is from somebody who completely buys into that theory. Remember, nobody's allowed within 30 feet of the quarterback. Things change quickly when your quarterback can be hit. That's from an unnamed texter. Next one. I couldn't care less. Well done.
There you go.
This person writes, I couldn't care less what kind of news comes out of preseason joint practices unless there's some kind of major injury. Way to go with the couldn't care less. 248-539-9797. Martin and Livonia, you're next. Hi, Martin.
Boys, what's up?
How you doing?
Good. This might be the dumbest topic you guys have ever done on the air.
That's a strong. That's hold on. That is a bold.
Lions free fan.
Martin, that's a bold statement. We've been doing the show for a long time.
I mean, you guys have done some dumb ones, but this is by far the dumbest one. There isn't a person out there that's Lions free. Not one. All that crap they're talking, I'm Lions free since 70. Shut your ass up. No, you're not. You're watching these Lions. Now that they're even this good, everybody's on the bandwagon, and anybody that says they're Lions free is full of crap. And if you don't like it, Chaldean Martin here. Find me on Twitter.
Wow.
They're full of crap. I'm telling you. They're not Lions free. There's not a soul in the state of Michigan that's Lions free because we're going to the damn Super Bowl, and there is not a fan in the world that's not going to follow these Lions. I'm telling you, they're full of crap. They're just calling these, hey, I'm Lions free. I don't know. No, you're not. Shut up. You're watching the game on Sundays. You're watching the game on Thursdays.
Yep.
You're watching the games on Mondays.
There you go.
You're fighting with the wife because you have 4 damn hours to watch some damn football.
My man.
Don't tell me you're Lions free. They're going to the Super Bowl. I'm just saying. That's all. How you guys doing? What's going on?
We're good. We're looking forward to the season.
I'm just being real with you guys.
I'm just
being real with you. I don't think there is anybody that should be or is Lions free. I think they're just trying to get on the air to talk to Doug and Gator because they love you guys so much.
Well, Martin, I'll just say this. If there's somebody out there that claims to be Lions free, you've probably just provoked them to call and can try and convince us.
I will stay on call all day with you guys to tell this guy or this lady, you're full of crap. There is not a soul in the state of Michigan that's Lions free. I will drink to shoot the boot because everybody's watching this team. The whole world's talking about our team. We're finally on the table as the head of the table next to Kansas City Chiefs. We are that team, and everybody's watching us.
Well, Martin has thrown down the gauntlet. He's challenged them whether or not they are actually Lions free people. Because I don't even want to say Lions-free people anymore. Because if you say you're Lions-free, that means you would never have even checked back in, right? To truly have been Lions-free? Here we go. My boss used to be part of the Lions-free crowd. Sure enough, he was the first to make a comment after we beat Tampa. Came in with a smile after the San Francisco game. They are real, but they still watch. Mike in Westland says, there are Detroit Lions true fans, and then there's bandwagon fans. That includes you Lions free people. Those are the ones I dislike. Brad writes in, I can't wait for the regular season to start to see all your guys' hopes and dreams smashed by this new weak tackle rule. I can't wait for the regular season to start to see all your guys' hopes and dreams smashed by this new weak tackle rule. What the hell is Brad referencing?
The hip drop tackle?
The hip drop.
But everyone's got to deal with that. Yeah, that's just the Lions.
Yeah, why is that specific to the Lions?
Do you think that the Lions do it more than other teams do it?
Well, first of all, we appreciate the kind words of encouragement that you are looking forward to our hopes and dreams being smashed. And I feel sad because I thought we had a chance, but apparently not.
That's it.
The Lions... Let's be clear here. Had they not invoked the new hip drop tackle rule, they had a chance. But now
it's done.
The Lions have no chance because of the hip drop tackle.
Dunzo.
Shoot. Well, it was a good run. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Mike in Shelby Township. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, Martin just made me so angry I wanted to scream.
Why?
I am Lions free. I've been Lions free since Barry Sanders couldn't take any more of the Ford family. I don't want that family to ever experience any joy owning the Detroit Lions. I was a fan from the time I was 7 years old in 1960. Loved the team. My dad bought me all the Lions gear. I will never wear Lions gear. I just hate the freaking family. I don't want to enjoy any satisfaction from owning the Detroit Lions. So Martin's full of baloney.
So which did you like?
I'm angry now just listening to
that's
that.
That's great.
There's plenty of people that can't stand them because of the Ford family.
Where did you stand on the Stafford debate? Were you a Stafford guy or were you not Stafford guy?
I didn't care. I didn't care.
So you hated
him then, too.
But you watched him.
I watched him so that when they screwed up.
No.
I watched him because I want him to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I text my brothers. I text my in-laws. I text them and say, your team sucks.
It's a good thing you're Lions free.
Well, let me ask you a question, though, because a new member
my
of the Ford family.
Hold on.
Relax. It's okay. A new member of the Ford family takes over and starts to do things the right way, and the community can get a lot out of it. But even this new member of the Ford family that is running the Lions, you don't want her to have success?
No. She's his daughter. I don't care. That's my nice. Bitterness will never end.
Good for you.
Wow.
Hold tight. Hold tight. Still watching, though. You're still watching, though.
But
I watched to watch them lose.
Yeah, I know. You watched to watch them. Doesn't matter why, you watch them.
But she,
you can't get away from it.
She's
you can't
a different person, Mike. Why would you want
it's
her to fail?
It's entertainment for me to watch them lose. I get joy in it.
But she
So that must have been a miserable year for you last year.
No, I don't let
well,
it bother
lost
me when
five
they
times,
win. I
and
just
then they
love
lost
to
in the playoffs. I mean, it must have been miserable for you to tune in every week and see them win 12 times in a regular season and then to tune in to playoffs. See them win two playoff games, that had to be miserable for you.
No, because they lost the last one, and I got joy in that.
Yeah, but all those others, I mean, they won playoff games. God, that had to really burn you.
Not really.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I knew they'd lose eventually.
In the fact that somebody new has taken over, but happens to be from that family, you don't even want to give her a chance to run it the right way.
Nope.
What if she's the next great owner? What if everything works under her for the next decade?
He'll be miserable for a decade.
Then I guess I'll be miserable for a decade. I got other things that can make me happy.
Okay. No. Wow.
But he'll still watch.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.